This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining me this afternoon is Stella Petru Concha from Rio Pertel, talking about graduates. A lot of people finishing up school, finishing up university, and needing to make a few tough decisions. Have you got some tips for some new graduates to be able to move into their chosen field?
Sure do. I think the first tip I've got is to see if they can get an internship somewhere where they can work for very little income and get maybe 3 months worth of work on their resume so they can show large corporates that they've actually got some tangible skills. That tends to bring you to the front of the queue in terms of who gets hired. And the second thing is to have a great profile on LinkedIn. So when recruiters find you, they actually can see you.
Would you say that probably it would be more helpful for people as they're you know, rounding out the university to maybe have done some of those things earlier, perhaps? Getting those internships and things like that earlier would probably be even more advantageous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be advantageous. That's absolutely correct. So the way recruiters actually review resumes is we do value tangible skills. Tangible skills using Microsoft Office or actual front office skills. So if they can get some of that on their resume, that's very, very much advantageous for them. But some candidates don't.
Yeah. So how hopeful do you feel it is for graduates, you know, heading into the workforce right now, considering the high unemployment we've had due to COVID? Do you think there's going to be any barriers there to new recruits?
Yeah, look, there is going to be barriers, and grads need to understand what their barriers are, and they need to understand what they can bring forward so they can be competitive. So the barrier is tangible skills. If, you know, grads need to be taught what to do, and there's some organisations out there that don't have the investment or the capacity of time to teach at the moment. We're coming out of COVID. But what grads bring is energy, ideas, innovation. And that's worth something. So if the graduate can actually articulate how they can bring that energy forward, they actually might get the job over the person that's got the skill.
Would you say seeing a recruitment person like yourself is probably a good idea as opposed to, you know, your mum's and dad's advice on how to write a cover letter, which just might be a bit old-fashioned?
Can I just tell you, I don't really believe in cover letters, and might be a bit faux pas at the moment, because you might think, oh, wow, what does that mean? But, you know, I don't believe people actually read cover letters. You might need to write one because that's what compliance tells you to do.
Yeah.
But what's written on the resume on page one is important. You've got to have your education. You've got to have your grades. You've got to have all of the experience that you've had in your past, you know, your career history, and a brand statement.
For those of us who have not gone for a job in many, many years, what about the old reference, the written reference? Is that old hat?
Old hat, and old hat can't be qualified. So the way we work is we do silent references, sometimes we do, you know, obvious phone call references, but references these days need to be dialogue, because we need to be able to dig in and ask the three whys, you know, why were they good, how were they good?
Why did you get rid of them?
What happened in that role?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the truth?
Exactly. All right. Well, certainly some challenging times for people. I mean, I remember the time that I was coming out of university. It was smack bang in a recession in the early 90s, and it was hard. It was very, very hard. It was not a good job market at all. And you got to be resilient. You got to be tough. And you got to hang in there, I think.
That's right. And we've only got about a year of turnaround in front of us. I don't think that this lull is going to last long. In fact, what I'm seeing in the greater economic market from a, you know, C-suite perspective is that there's lots of movement, there's lots of growth. So I don't think it's going to take long to recover.
Stella, great to talk to you. Thanks for your advice.
Wonderful. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.